Welcome to the Niches You. My name is Matt Gottesman at Matt Gottesman on Instagram, and this is my daily podcast where I create short, quick hitting episodes to help you uncomplicate life, creativity, and the pursuit of your highest self. There's only main character energy here. Now let's get into it. Welcome to episode 243, how to create more predictability in an unpredictable world. How to create more predictability in an unpredictable world. What makes an unpredictable world? Well, the human side of us. That's what makes an unpredictable world. Humans will be humans will be humans. It's my favorite thing I like to say, one of my favorite things. And of course, a lot of my friends like to quote me on that. Humans will be humans will be humans. At any given point in time, any person will make the best possible choice for themselves in that moment, even and especially when it doesn't align with your interests. That's human nature. Not to mention you have the unpredictability of a lot of other people in all kinds of positions that are sometimes making decisions not at the best of the people, but at the best of themselves. Not to mention life is unpredictable. It is very unpredictable. Anything can happen at any given time. We cannot control what is outside of us, period. We just can't. However, we can control our behaviors, our actions, our mindset, you know, our willingness to be more consistent in our lives. And that's really what this is about. We can actually create more predictability by really giving more of an emphasis on what we can do for ourselves in a manner that which how I make decisions affects me, how I make decisions affects those around me, how the people who are around me, how their decisions affect me. Our behavior is a key indicator of the predictable nature of, you know, being able to see more of what we want to see in our life in an unpredictable world. And I learned a lot of this through business and personal experiences throughout all the years. And, you know, and I think I've mentioned this before, and it's such a good example, which is why I'm mentioning it again. I remember having an individual work for me for my digital consultancy and agency. And, and I've mentioned this before, I think on more previous episodes, where, you know, when this individual would make decisions that from their personal life, that would affect me in the way I was trying to get work done for the clients. You know, the more it kept happening, the more I had to start preparing for that likelihood of that to happen. See, the thing is we can't necessarily change people. We can certainly influence through our own actions, our own behavior, from showing up and leading by example. That's actually what I firmly believe. You know, I'm not ever going to tell anybody what to do. That's not my job. That's not any of our jobs. You know, it's has to be our own willingness to be curious about our lives and to step up and just keep learning about ourselves and keep trying better and better and better and better each day. What I found was if we can't change people, but we see how things happen, instead of being a victim from others' decisions, or instead of being, you know, in the direct line of fire from like what others might do, you can also prepare for it. And that's what I had essentially had done with this individual, knowing that this individual twice had, you know, just there was just things going on in the personal life, had nothing to do with the business side, but it would obviously affect me because that person would have to, you know, go work elsewhere for a little while and then come back. I'm like, well, you know, I'm kind of relying on you, you know? And so, and I've mentioned this before on that this podcast, when I talked to you guys about this, and how there was a third time where I was already prepared. And this individual said, what do you mean you're prepared? And I said, well, in the likelihood that this happened, here's how I set some things up. So this is, you know, how I can take care of it, you know, while you're taking some time off. And, you know, I was asked, like, wait a minute, so you knew I would fail? And I'm like, no, I knew you'd be you. And I can't let what happens to you affect me. And at the same time, I want to have grace for the fact that you will change in whatever amount of time it takes for you to change. When the pain of staying the same is greater than the pain of change, you will change. And until you decide to change, I can't let your lack of changing affect me. So it allows me to have grace for another person. This is in business, you know, allows me to have grace for that person. Yet I was prepared. I had systems. I had, a potential assistant help me with some other things. And I was able to keep moving along and it didn't stress me out. This is kind of an example of predictability in an unpredictable world. And I find that an unpredictable world is predictable. You know that at any given point in time, that the landscape in the physical world can change. You cannot control what's going to happen, but you can certainly live in a manner that allows you to adapt much easier, much faster in those moments. So let's talk about that. You know, on one hand, it's your habits. It's looking at your day. It's looking at what your everything that makes up the world of you, right? And we're going to talk about that here shortly. And then on the other hand, we will always have, like, whether it's family or, you know, again, anybody outside of you, we cannot put expectations on anybody to be able to be 100% consistent, to be always reliable, to be, they have a life too. They have things going on as well. And, you know, the most consistent, reliable people in my life, I love them dearly, and I don't even put any expectation on them because they're showing up to life every day and they're trying to be the best version of themselves and they're doing the best they can, and anything can happen at any given point in time. So I never want to put that on them to begin with. But I will definitely surround myself with good people who are constantly working on, you know, bettering themselves every single day, because that also creates a level of predictability of being able to rely if I really need to. Right. But for the most part, if we know how anywhere in the world anything can happen or people can act in a certain manner, how do you then prepare for it? How do you make more predictability in your life? Well, for one, again, don't necessarily try to change others. Be aware of how others move and then move accordingly. Number two, I want you to look at what your day is like. This is really what I want to get into. What are you doing to provide more consistency in your life? Everything is a reflection of how you move. Now, I get it. If you're seeing other things outside of you, like, this cannot be me. No, obviously anything outside of you is not necessarily making decisions. But you don't also want to be affected by the things that you are seeing. So you have to really manage your day, your routines, your consistencies, your practices, the things that ground you. You have to have a very deep understanding and knowing and relationship with yourself. And that's really what this is about. That will create more predictability. What's your day like? Are you doing many different things with no consistency? Do you have things that ground you? Practices that you can go back to? What does your day look like? And I find that that's a very big key indicator that I want you to examine. I want you to journal that. I want you to, like, look at that. What does your day look like? If your day, now, each day for me is obviously very different, but the structure of it is the exact same. You get what I'm saying on this? Each day is exactly different, but the day is the same. And what I mean by that is because obviously I have things in place. I have a calendar that I am constantly optimizing and operating off of. But the day feels different because I'm always tackling new things within my businesses, within my life, within the unpredictability of the world. But I know how to always get center. I always have practices I can go back to. I always have time frames in which I like to do things. I always have parts of the day that I'm dedicated to certain things. That creates flow for me. So that is a sense of predictability in an unpredictable world. I know exactly at any given point in time of the day what I would usually be doing in that moment in time. So I know how I'm spending my time. And if I know how I'm spending my time, that predictability works for me. Now, again, and I've had people ask me this, like, what happens when, like, life emergencies happen or, you know, family things or whatever it might be. And I'm like, of course. but I have the flexibility because I know I have things and systems in place to handle at any given point in time. And I know what I'm coming back to the moment I have to like veer off track a little bit. It's no problem. So I have things that operate when I'm not there, knowing that that can actually happen because I set that up ahead of time. And then of course, I know what I would come back to when and how I come back, depending on, you know, how long a family emergency or anything can take. So knowing what your day is like and how you're running your day is everything. That was, again, I mean, you guys hear me quote this all the time in the show notes. Check out the Clarity Workshop. Like, that's how you'll design your day. Second thing I want you to consider is, what is your home like? Is there peace or is there chaos? I understand everybody has a different situation. I understand that. So the question then is, how can you constantly be optimizing for more peace? How can you constantly be calming the chaos? Because your home will allow you the comfort and calmness in a world that may feel very chaotic outside the home. And the more you can keep yourself in a state of calm from the environment you are cultivating, the easier it is to navigate the unpredictability. Right? So when things are very unpredictable and they're all over the place, I know what I can rely on. I've been creating the home that way. I've been creating my world that way. I've been creating my day that way. Right? And it also allows me to, you know, I have empathy, I have understanding. I know what's happening outside of me, but it allows me to stay in my lane as well and not veer too far off. That has taken a lot of practice and a lot of time, and it will forever take practice. It's something you're always going to have to be doing. But what is your home like? You want to keep optimizing for more peace. You want to keep calming the chaos. Your home is your kingdom. It is your place to be the Uber of calm, like place of calm that allows you, you know, like they say, like calm heads prevail, right? A clear mind, a calm heart. Like you want these things to help you navigate. The third thing is what is your circle like? So we talked about, what is your day like? What is your home like? What is your circle like? You want more predictability? What are the people in your life doing? P.S. Boring is good. I did a post on that. A few hundred thousand people saw it. Apparently, they liked it too. In fact, there's a few hundred comments that all said, yep, this is me. It's okay to be boring. You know? When I say boring, by the way, which we shouldn't even be using that word. It just means that, like, you know, it's okay that I go to sleep at 8:30, 9 o'clock. It's okay that I wake up at 5 a.m. It's okay that I have routines. It's okay that I like cooking my food. It's okay that, you know, I like working out so many different days a week. It's okay I like doing all of these things that make me feel good and working on building something that allows me to be in my creative self and bring value to this world. And I want others to do the same. Well, that requires sometimes what would look like to the outside world, mundane days. I don't think it's so mundane. I actually think it's pretty incredible. Imagine you're working on like the world's greatest art project. Right? The absolute world's greatest art project is, it's so big, it's so vast, it's so meaningful, it's so much fun. You're in it, it's a puzzle, you're putting it together every single day, right? Like you become consumed with it that you're not even really, you're like, what? Oh, you guys are all going to the parties, you're all going to this, you're going, yeah, okay, I got this, I gotta stay on this. That greatest artwork is you. It does become fun. It only looks mundane to the outside because the outside world sometimes is too busy going that they're living in an external world versus like optimizing maybe their own gifts. I'm not saying, like I said on the post too, I'm not saying don't ever go out. I'm not saying always stay home. I'm just saying that like it really is about what you are doing with your time and your energy, as same with your circle. The company you keep should be a reflection of where you are heading. And you are to them what they are to you. You're both responsible to each other, actually. So you want to create more predictability in your life? Look at the people around you and what they're doing. Are they doing more stable actions, more calm actions, more peaceful actions, more building actions, or building on their health, their wealth, their time, their family, their bodies? Are they working on themselves? What are they doing? And how are they doing it every single day? Does that not create more reliability? Don't you all want consistency from others? Then how you show up consistently is what people can expect of you. That'll be what you will see in the right people and others, right? We all crave consistency. We have a lot of different ways that we call security, but really what it is it's reliability. It's consistency. When we are consistent, we know that no matter what the situation outside of us that happens, the unpredictable situation, we know that we are going to handle it. We're already ready. That's creating more predictability for you. Like, oh, well, how do you know what's going to happen? Like, well, same thing I've always done. These things happen. I take care of it. There you go. The fourth one is, what are your finances like? You want to create more predictability in your life? Look at your finances. That's not always a fun one for a lot of people. It wasn't always for me. I never not liked it. It wasn't until I started diving further into understanding how to manage it more succinctly, right? And you have so many different aspects. You have to manage from the personal life, manage from the future self. You have to manage from the investing self. You have to manage from the, if you've got any debt, or the business self, reinvesting, all these things, right? Well, I already said investing, but, I've witnessed people where, we would make like the same amount of money and, do my best. No name. I never use any names for experiences, but, not that they listen to this, but we would make the same amount of money. And, this individual would always end up, cause we would do some deals together. They would always end up in a certain situation, always end up in the same situation financially. And we made the same amount of money, and I didn't end up in those situations. We spent our money differently. I was always operating from a place of, the world is very unpredictable. And, you don't spend more than you need to. And, you have to be very smart with it. And, so I would just budget differently. And sure enough, this person would run into the same problems multiple times. And there wasn't, it got to a point where it was like, listen, I'm like, I don't know what to tell you. Like, you keep seeing the same things over and over again. Maybe to create some more maybe if you know that these things are possible that happen, that are outside of you, how would you plan differently so you can handle it accordingly? That's creating more predictability in your life. You get to be the designer of your world, along with co-creating with God, but you get what I'm saying. Like, you can take things that happen, and instead of constantly being a victim to them, you can actually plan for them. There's a famous expression, hope for the best, prepare for the worst. You hope the worst never happens. And you also don't want to get too down the rabbit hole in the mind of like worrying about too many things. But if you know that uncertainty happens, change happens, unpredictability happens, cool, plan for it. That's how you create more predictability. The same goes with your finances. And the fifth thing, the same thing goes for your health. A lot of, so my circle, and then a lot of the people I'm witnessing online, and in and around, like, kind of adjacent circles, all kinds of people that I know, like there's a lot of talk of health, constantly working on mental health, physical health, spiritual health, emotional health, all the things. Watching, we eat incredible food that we all cook. We watch the ingredients. You have to, So why do we do this? Because later on, well, first of all, because it's great to feel good now, and it'll be great to feel good later on. We've been witnessing a, you know, I have a very health conscious mother. I always have. God bless her. I appreciate her so much for that. You know, she really did the best she could for my father for many, many years before he passed. You know, he passed from some other complications, but you know, we've witnessed other family pass in the last few years. And I'm sure any of you have as well that listen, health is so important. Listen, going down the stretch, don't make it like that you're crawling across the finish line. Do your absolute best to preserve your health all the way until the end. We have to protect this vessel. It's a gift. Your vessel is a gift. I've also witnessed very healthy people who have recently had some situations come up that they healed within a week. You know? And I mean, I'm talking like the serious stuff, like the real serious stuff. And they've healed within like a week or two. Incredible, incredible turnaround time. Now, you know, 60, they're in the 60s, 70s. I've even seen the 80s. And then, of course, I've seen some, you know, younger, 40s and 30s. But some that I'm thinking of are a bit older. But they healed within about 2 weeks from major things that could have actually been way more major. But they had already been working on their health for so many years that their immune system, their nervous system, their heart, their you know, their good heart rate, everything kicked in. Sorry, I'm not a doctor, but you get what I'm saying. Like, everything kicked in and helped heal them faster. So when the unpredictable things happen, you could have been prepared for it. You can create more predictability. How do you know you'll be fine? Well, I've been kind of doing it my whole life, or starting from however long ago, you know. For me, my health journey started the year, you know. Well, I've always been quasi-healthy, but I really got into nutrition, weight training, and active recovery starting in 2019, 2020 as my father passed. I'll never stop, ever. I love it. I love the way I feel internally. The outside continues to shape itself over time and becomes a byproduct, but I love the way I feel internally. That is a key predictability of, like, you know, how I will handle getting older. The unpredictable nature of life. So you can create more predictability in an unpredictable world by knowing what your day is like and running it versus it running you. Use the free clarity workshop in my show notes for that. Knowing what your home is like, constantly cultivating a home of peace and, you know, calming the chaos. What is your circle like? Constantly making sure that you are being the best you can for your circle, and you are creating a good circle around you. It goes both ways. Constantly working on understanding your finances. It's okay if you're in debt. It's okay if you have a lot of bills to pay. It's okay if you're figuring it out. Everybody's figuring it out. And constantly working on your health. This is how you can create more predictability in your life. So it's why, like, I'm calm in so many situations, because in working on all these areas, when these other things happen, I'm like, all right, well, here's what I'm going to do. All right, well, here's what I had prepared. All right, well, here's, you know, how we'll pivot. Right? So it allows me to stay, you know, calm. Doesn't mean that I don't have days. Believe me, I have days. Thank God I have people to call because there are days. But I have a lot more calm in my approach in any given situation because I'm taking the time ahead of time to think through these things and put myself in a place that can handle them before they ever happen. You know, my mentor, I remember when we were working on budget stuff, and I'll end with this. We were working on budget stuff a couple years ago, and he was like, do you ever put like a fund aside for like your car? I'm like, you know, kind of yes and no. I mean, like, I, you know, if anything happens. He's like, no. He's like, you know, you should really consider, like, even if it's like $100 or $200 a month, you know, it can go towards, like, whether it's tires or if there's like anything that ever needs like fixing on the car, you never know. You know, my car was under the full warranty at the time. But he was right. And so I would always be thinking about that after that. And it's like, you're preparing for something that is very possible and you don't know when it could be, but you'll be prepared when it happens. That's what this is. Creating more predictability in an unpredictable world simply because you're taking the time to think about it ahead of time and then structuring your life in a way that can handle it before it ever happens. You hope many things don't ever happen, but God forbid, whatever it is or does, you would be prepared That's predictability. I appreciate you guys tuning into every single episode. Please check out the show notes for all the applicable links. Check out that Clarity Workshop if you haven't. I think it's close to like 3,000 people now, I believe, something like that. I love you guys. That's incredible. Also, a few posts went viral online. I think that also drove a lot of traffic into the Clarity Workshop. But it's there for you. It is massive clarity. Yes, it can take you a week to do. Do it. It's worth the rest of your life. Please leave a 5-star written review on Apple. Please leave a 5-star rating on Spotify. It helps expand the awareness of the show. I really appreciate it. And by the way, you guys' testimonials and reviews on my podcast are incredible. Thank you so much. Really, like as I'm reading them, I'm like, man, you guys get really detailed. That means more than you possibly know. I'll take 200 of those versus, you know, you see some people have like tens of thousands, which we'll eventually have, you know. But they don't feel as community-esque. I appreciate you guys. Thank you as always. Until next episode, I'm out. All right, that's it. We'll stop there for right now. I hope you found this helpful and applicable in some way. I want you to remember, you do not need to fit in, and you certainly do not need to fit into some category or title nor be put into some box. The niche is you. It always has been. Please share this with a friend and be sure to leave a rating and review. Your feedback means everything to me. And also, thank you for listening and supporting me. If you're new and you want to receive these the moment they come out, please text me 480-530-7352. Text me podcast. I promise to only send you the good stuff. Thank you. And until next time, I'm out.